Dune star Javier Bardem accuses Trump of toxic masculinity creating thousands of dead people. By Christian K. Caruso on May 18, 2026. Spanish-born actor and Dune star Javier Bardem once again ranted against President Donald Trump, accusing him, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Vladimir Putin of allegedly fostering a culture of toxic masculinity that gets women and thousands killed. The Academy Award winner delivered his new rant speaking at a press conference at the Cannes Film Festival over the weekend to present his latest film, The Beloved. The far-left actor argued that toxic masculinity is causing an average of 2 women killed monthly by their ex-husbands or ex-boyfriends in his native Spain before asserting that the issue also extends to Trump. We kind of normalized it. It's like, well, yeah, it's horrible. I mean, are we effing nuts? We are killing women because some men think they own them, they possess them, Bardem said. And that problem also goes to Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin and Mr. Netanyahu. The big balls man saying, my CCK is bigger than yours. And I'm going to bomb the SHT out of you. It's a effing male toxic behavior that is creating thousands of dead people, he continued. So, yeah, we have to talk about it. And I think we are talking about it is because we are more aware of it, thankfully. Bardem's latest rant against President Trump is not the first time he has accused Trump of anti-women behavior. Breitbart News fact-checked statements issued by Bardem to Variety earlier this month in which he accused President Trump of having been prosecuted for abuse of women. During the same press conference at Cannes, Bardem said he thinks that the tide is turning on Hollywood and those who make blacklists when it comes to speaking up in favor of the Palestine cause. For Variety, the Spanish actor asserted that he cannot corroborate the existence of any actual blacklists, but argued that things are changing because he continues to receive offers from all over the world. Everyone is beginning to realize, thanks to the younger generation who is more aware of situations we're experiencing quite directly on our phones and on other screens, this is unacceptable. It cannot be justified. And there can be no reason, no explanation for this genocide, Bardem said. Therefore, I think what is happening is quite the contrary. I believe that those who are drawing up the so-called blacklists will actually be exposed. And they will be the ones suffering the so-called consequences, at least on a public and social level. And this is a major change, he continued. The Spanish actor has been one of the most outspoken anti-Israel actors in the aftermath of Hamas' October 7, 2023 terrorist attack and has continuously expressed support for the Palestine cause while abstaining from condemning Hamas over the jihadist group's actions against Israel. Bardem has stood at the forefront of an actors-led boycott of Israel over the war in Gaza, and has called upon America and Europe to cut ties with Israel. Over the past months, Bardem has also expressed his firm opposition to President Trump over the war in Iran. Condemning the United States' military actions against the rogue Islamic regime is an illegal war that is based on lies. The actor wore an Ode to War pin alongside a Free Palestine pin at this year's Oscars ceremony in Los Angeles,